Boom, here it is, a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else. I am Stretch. And the losing has continued. The losing has continued. Let me get into some of the weekend recap, some health stuff, some things that I would typically do here on Fat to Fit or Else. And then I will get into the losing that is Stretch continues. I told you guys a couple of weeks ago that I got some methylene blue, some pharmaceutical grade, which is a blue dye that is apparently a cure-all. I heard the same thing about the carnivore diet. It was absolute horseshit. I just started taking the methylene blue. I'm cleared. Apparently, if you are on any sort of antidepressants or medication like that, you can't take it. It's not advisable to take methylene blue. And the other advice, if you're going to take methylene blue, is to take it early in the morning or in the day, because it can make you hyper at night and cause a little sleeplessness. So that is good. And I just started taking it. It's early in the day as I took it. And the other drawback is your mouth turns blue. Looks like you've been given Papa Smurf a blowjob. But hey, we won't hold that against you. And I'll tell you if it has any effect. The alleged effects of this, besides creating some way of more oxygen in the body that fights cancer like a mofo. People swear by this as a cure for cancer. I'm not going to do that. But they also say that it is really good for your brain, and my brain is on old man mode, so I am going to take this and hopefully see if it makes me a little more alert, a little sharper. Not quite as sharp as I used to be. I'm still all right, but I'm not as good as I used to be. So that is the methylene blue, which is now being taken. I will let you know what happens with that puppy. On the weekend recap, I kind of thought I scored. Valentine's Day, I did not see my wife. I worked and then came home. And then we had a dinner on Saturday with, it was not even a dinner, it was a late lunch, but like a really nice restaurant in Santa Monica with my wife and my daughter. And that was nice, other than the women bickering with each other the entire night. I'm just like, oh, righty then. Better bicker with each other than with me. Perfectly content with that. But it was a good night. And then after we got done, my daughter has not been back to the house. We've kind of sheltered her from that. And she's having some issues with this. She is not, you know, solid goal. My wife is not either. I know a lot of people that I'm talking to that are going to therapy and stuff. Like, people are freaked the F out over losing their homes. Like, it is traumatizing. And I told you guys, I've been angry the entire time since losing the house and being in the situation that I'm in, and then going through all the other crap I've been through since the fire, that I was just been pissed off. And then finally last week, I had an emotional moment when I took like the 9 or 10 keys off my key ring that now no longer go to anything. And I didn't have the heart to throw them away, so I put them in my backpack on a key ring there in there. But that was the first emotional moment I had. And then on Saturday, after dinner, I had, like, it was a punch in the gut. But it was more of gratitude what happened. I will tell you the story. It's up on Instagram already. But so we go there. My daughter says, I just want to see it. I, you know, just pull up in front and look at it, and then walk into the front yard and look down the hill at the house. So we get there. We see it, and sure as crap, within about 30 seconds, my daughter has jumped down into the rubble and is like standing where her room used to be and said, I have to find two things. She wanted to find a rosary that was her great grandmother's, which was my wife's grandmother. And she wanted to find the ashes of our pug, a fat pug. If any of you old school pod peeps are around, you will probably remember Fat Pug. And Fat Pug was the daughter, was the dog my daughter wanted. And that's the only dog we've ever had that we bought. We bought him from a breeder. I know that's the worst thing you could do. Every other dog we have is rescue, rescue, rescue. But she wanted a pug. And we bought that pug from a breeder and then ended up rescuing Mr. Dude, who is our pug right now, the old blind guy. We had the two of them at the same time, but Montana was our OG dog. She was around when my first German Shepherd Bobo was there. They were best friends. Montana bossed him around. And when the house burned down, my daughter grabbed Sarge's ashes and said, "I didn't grab Montana," who's the fat pug. She said, "I didn't grab Montana." By the way, she named her. This is how long ago this was when we got that dog, Montana, as in, you guessed it, Hannah Montana. And that was my dog's name. And I just called her Fat Pug or Fat Rat. And she was cremated after she passed away. And we kept her in the house. And she was like a little tin, a cheap little tin, like a cookie tin that you would put cookies in if you were going to give them to someone. But the bag of ashes were in that, sitting on the counter. Next to it, there was a statue of a pug. And it had her collar around its neck with her tags. And it had Bobo, our first German Shepherd's collar around its neck with his tags, and it was sitting there. Well, we get inside, and my daughter goes, "Over there's the shelf where Montana was in that area." So I have a crowbar, and I start poking around. I'm on top. I haven't even dug. And all of a sudden, I poke the crowbar in and move over a pile of just ash, and I find a statue, and then my wife loses her shit when I pull this statue out because it was a statue of her grandmother's, my wife's grandma, my daughter's great grandma, who has passed away, like 95 years old when she died. But when she passed away, there, my wife only had a couple things from her, and one of those things was this statue that was in her house of an old lady holding a baby and or holding a little kid. That was hers, that was like a decoration in her house that my wife took after she passed. And I pulled that out of the fire completely whole, unbroken, burnt, but discolored, but still whole. And my wife immediately loses it, as you can imagine. And then within 2 seconds, I find that pug statue, which is broken and messed up. But then I said, "Oh my God, that was next to Montana on the shelf." I'm like, Montana was right here. Granted, she was in a tin and everything melted, glass melted, pots and pans melted. Our refrigerator, I never found. That's how bad this fire was. The refrigerator in the kitchen is effing gone. Explain that. That's how hot the fire was. They say it was about 1200 degrees. And I just poked around, and all of a sudden I hit something and I heard it, and I pulled it up out of the ashes, stuck my hand down in the ashes and pulled up the tin that had the ashes of a fat pug in it, and the ashes were still inside. The tin was melted, collapsed down and melted, and then it even a hole burned into the side of the tin. I put the picture on Instagram. It's amazing. And inside were the ashes. And you can see, if you ever look at the cremated ashes of a pet, it's got little chips of bone and teeth and stuff in there. It's kind of gross, but that was clearly her ashes. And they were in there. And we brought them home and put them into another container. And Fat Pug lives on. And it was that literally was the most emotional thing that's happened to me since this fire. I cried like a bitch. It was just like, oh my God. Because we all felt so bad for leaving her there. She was such a part of our family, as all of our pets are, all of our dogs are. The fact that we took Sarge, or my daughter took Sarge, I didn't take anything. And I also initially, when I walked out the door, thought we were fine. But then I was hiking back to my car and saw the fire and thought, oh no, this is not good. And I couldn't go back. It was mandatory evacuations at that point. And c'est la vie, it was all gone. But that was emotional, and but a win, a good happy day. I was very, very happy. I did score too. I went down to the flower mart downtown. I have a guy where I buy flowers from all the time, and I bought the most massive bouquet for my wife. And I funny, I was watching the news on Friday morning before I went to work, and my mom was up, and it was like KTLA, and they were down to Flower Mart, and they showed this bouquet, and it was like $300 is what it was on Valentine's Day. And I told my mom, that's $100. Like, that's $100 when I go down there. That's not $300. And sure as crap, I went down and bought pretty much that bouquet for $90 on Saturday. So that was a big win. You know who had bullshit though? CVS. They didn't reduce their prices until the 16th. So I went in on the 15th and I was like, cool, I got to get, and they had all the cards still and everything. Even the candy was down. It was down to buy one, get one free for the candy, but it wasn't really on clearance yet. And they didn't have any of the Valentine's stuff marked down. And it said prices valid on everything. It had a sticker on the back or a little thing on the plaque that said prices valid through 2:15. So it wasn't until Sunday when they lowered the prices on their Valentine candy. Always recommended. Great place to go to the grocery store after Valentine's Day and buy heart-shaped Reese's. Probably my favorite. Oh my God, those are delicious. And when they're like 50, 75% off, they're even better. So we got that. Right now I have iceberg literally laying by my head. The bed that I sleep in here at my parents' house is a very small bed and it's very, very high. Any person other than me would have to have a step to get into this bed. Granted, me being 6'5, I can just kind of fall back into it, but it's really high. And I can sit on the bed. If I sit on the bed, my feet don't touch the floor. It's high. And then my desk is much lower where I'm recording the podcast. And ice, of course, when I sat down here, jumped into the bed and is laying right next to my head as I record this. So shout out to ice. All right, let's get into the losing is back. I told you guys I did the egg thing. I thought I was good. Nothing bad had happened. I had a good week run, I think, where nothing bad happened other than I've been working non-effing stop and getting way too much overtime. But that's a good thing more than anything. Oh God, what happened? There was two things. Today I broke a tooth. I'm not fucking kidding. I literally was eating pretzels like from Trader Joe's, the pretzels filled with almond butter. I ate like two or three of those and I was chewing it, and then I'm like, what got stuck on my tooth? Like, you could feel a difference. And then sure enough, no, nothing got stuck on my tooth. My tooth broke in half. It was a tooth that had an old filling in it from a long time ago, and it busted off the side of it. So now I'm gonna have to go to the dentist. Our female shepherd, yesterday when I was over there, I was checking her and playing with her, and she's such a sweetheart and she misses me. And I was playing with her and I felt on her back and she had like these scabby wounds on her back, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Told my wife, like, look out for her, like, don't you pet her, don't you feel this? And she went to the vet today and that was like a $500 bill. Apparently she's allergic to something over at my in-laws, or could be nervousness. What's weird is Ice is doing the same thing. He's chewing himself. He's not chewing himself to where it's a bloody thing, but the shepherd was. So she got a shot and got looked at, and they said it was allergies, and it was $500. Ice has a wound on his side where he chews it and scratches it, and I spray anti-itch cream, cortisone spray cream. I put this stuff on him a couple times a day at least, and his isn't getting bigger, isn't getting worse, but it is not healing because he keeps scratching it and digging at it. And he's kind of got the same thing, which is making me think he's probably got some allergy going on too. Dogs are like people. They're set in their spot, in their space. I really wish it wasn't toxic at my house because I would love to bring the dogs over there to walk them and just let them. I don't know. I don't know if they would know it was home. It doesn't look like home. It definitely doesn't smell like home. It smells like just burnt ash. And I don't know how bad that would be for their senses because they can smell so much better than we can. And it's bad smelly to us. But I don't know. I just want to give them the same feeling. There's something comforting about going there, seeing it, being there, realizing, oh, this is gone now. And it's a definite closure thing. And we've had that. And I kind of want to give it to my dogs as well. Yes, I am a weirdo. Went to the dog park today, ran Mr. Ice, got him good and lathered up like a horse, and then he came home and passed out. Also, here's a good recommendation for you pet owners. I'm sure you guys all know about this, but in Downey, the greatest place in the world, shout out to Downey, I have everything I've ever wanted. Living in the Palisades for the last 23 years, we have the Caruso Mall, which is the guy that owns the Grove. And it's like a mini Grove in the Palisades, and it's all overpriced. And I don't shop there. I don't think I've ever bought anything there other than at the Irwan grocery store, which I had to sell a kidney to buy a bag of groceries. That's it. But here in Downey, we've got Walmart, which I love. We've got TJ. In one area, you have Walmart, TJ Maxx, Ross, Marshalls, Michaels. Home goods, you've got everything all in this same area, and a Sprouts, which I really like, is a grocery store. And I go over there on the weekends and I go to Marshall's and Ross. That is my go-to now for pets, toys. Really good for pet beds too. But I go in there. Marshall's is better than Ross, but the pet stuff is just cheap because Marshall's and Ross are the kind of stores that buy like clearance. So if someone has too much inventory, they sell it to Marshalls and Ross. They spread it out in their stores and they sell it for really cheap because they get a great deal on it. Well, the same thing with dogs. And today there were three aisles of dog toys at this Marshalls, and they had one aisle of just clearance. So I bought Ice a new puzzle, which is really hard. He beats the crap out of it till he gets the treats out of it. He hasn't figured it out yet. But I've also bought him five toys, really hard rubber toys. I know which toys now work for him, and I will search high and low until I find them. And he is now, I made a video of him yesterday that was on Instagram of him playing with the one toy that made noise. That lasted about almost an hour. And then he chewed the end off and he swallows the rubber when he chews them up. So you got to watch him and rip the squeaker out of it. So that was gone. And then he went to the next one and he destroyed that one rather quickly in about 15 minutes. And these are really hard things that I thought would last a good while. And now we're down to there's two left of the five toys I bought. Three have been destroyed and already trashed. And it was, I mean, I got home from there at noon and it's 3 o'clock, so within 3 hours. And in that time we went for a walk to the park and stayed there for a long time. So really in about an hour and a half, he destroyed three of those toys that we had. He's fun. Ice is special. He's very special, Ed. He's knocked out right now laying next to me. Like, I'm surprised he's not snoring. He also figured out the way my bedroom is set up, so I have the really high bed, and behind it is a bookshelf that goes all the way to the ceiling. And I take hit the ball that we don't play fetch with, that I throw, then he takes, and then growls and barks at me if I try to take it back from him now. That's how fetch goes. He was great for a little bit, and then he decided, no, this is my ball, you can't have it. And now he gets the ball, then runs from me. That's how we get our exercise. So I put it in the bedroom on the top of the shelf, and he spied it yesterday. And the effer jumps on his bed, jumps onto my bed, and then jumps up onto the top shelf of the bookshelf from my bed and gets the ball off the top shelf and goes running around the house like a insane, crazy dog and plays with it. So now I had to take it away and now put it into a cabinet that are in the top above the closets in this bedroom. There's a row of like cabinets with closing doors, and I now put it in there, and Ice cannot get up there. There's no way for him to get up there. But I now have to hide dog toys up there that aren't destroyed, or he will get them and destroy them, because that's what Iceman does. He destroys shit. He's like, yeah, F you, Stretch. I'm gonna destroy the hell out of this. Ah, boy. We're getting close too. We were already with my daughter. My daughter's ordering her cap and gown. She is about to graduate college. She is going to be a college graduate. And we're very proud of her because she got invited. She isn't have anything, but she showed us they sent her the invitation that she is qualified to be the valedictorian and that she could apply for it. And we had that. It was cool. That's really cool. I was never that smart. And my wife was never that smart either. But it comes from me. That much I know. It's from my side. So she has that going on. I don't know if she did submit or not, but I know she was nominated to submit for it, if that makes any sense to you. So she's definitely going to graduate with honors and all of that great stuff. My niece did too. My doctor niece, she wasn't the valedictorian, but she graduated cum laude, whatever that is. That my niece graduated as that, and my daughter is going to as well, if not possibly be valedictorian. So super cool, super proud of the kid. The kid is all that kid kicks ass. She locks into what she wants to do and she kicks ass, and it's very cool. And I, by the way, to show you guys how wonderful a place I work, I bitch and complain that I'm always working, but my boss is a very good man, and he told me the other day, he's like, I need your daughter needs to come work here. As soon as she graduates, she can come work here. And I've told her. Now, last thing in the world you want to do is get your first real job working with your dad. I know that for a fact. It's not any slam on the company I work for as much as it is a slam on, yeah, I don't want to be around my dad like that. And she is most likely, I told him, I go, she's going to go work for the agency she had an internship with. And he said, oh, that's good, because when she goes there and hates it, she can come here. He's so funny. But my boss is a wonderful man, and I do I really really love him and his family. They're just wonderful people. Oh, there are some good people that I work with. I have to admit, I like everyone I work with, and that is a blessing. That is a wonderful thing to have. I have one person in my office I don't like. Everyone else I like to some degree. Some people I like more than others, but I mean, everyone's nice, everyone's pleasant. It's a great place to work. So I'm lucky to have that, because in radio, I pretty much hated 95 to 8% of the people I worked with. I'm dead serious. I hated most of those people. They were bad human beings, and they weren't good people, and they were shallow and disgusting. I often feel shame that I was able to succeed in that world of phoniness and awfulness and grin and bear it and do the crap I had to do to survive. I'm ashamed of myself for, I loved doing radio. I loved doing the shows. I really, really did. But I never loved my bosses, very rarely, a couple that I did. And even some of them that I really liked that I owe a lot to, they weren't good people, a lot of them. Very, very few. It's just not a business with a lot of people. That's why it is strange that my best friends in the world, my friend Joey, who's in Tampa, Apple, who is working in New York, and like Rocky, and just my friend John and Jeff and Alma, and my friend Lyle, who just passed away. Those are all radio people, and there's so few good radio people that when I find them, I keep them. Jack is a good person, and you know that. And Jamie is occasionally a good person. Actually, I will tell you this: Jamie White, who people think is the devil, is probably one of the most generous, sweetest, kindest-hearted people you'll ever know, if you really know her. She truly is. She truly is a very sweet person if you know Jamie. And when you get past all the wild and craziness on the radio that is Jamie, which does exist in real life. I mean, that's what her show is real life. I mean, that's what makes her so great. The craziness stuff that happens is real, but at the same time, a very sweet, genuine person as well. But not many people in radio that are good. It's sad. And then the ones that are left are not the good ones. The most of the good ones are gone. It's kind of weird. Oh boy. All right, I got to get out of here. It is me rambling on a Monday for the Fat to Fit or Else show. I will keep you guys updated. I will pop in on Friday. Hopefully, I'll have some gauge on how the methylene blue works. You hear about that? The people are calling it snake oil, and I'm as skeptical as anyone, but I will do whatever, especially for the show, and then I will report on it and let you know how it affected me. I know the carnivore diet was absolute horseshit, and I love meat. I'm a meat-on-meat-on-meat person, and I just felt awful, and my digestive tract was not great, and I did not come bouncing with energy. Nothing got better. None of my numbers got better. In fact, many of my numbers got worse with my medical stuff, and it wasn't great. So for me, the best thing diet-wise that I can do, but remember, I have type 2 diabetes, is keto. When I do keto, it's a win for me. I do really, really well with the keto. So that's the best. I'll let you know, though, on methylene blue. I have not got to the dewormer, which is another thing they are also swearing as a cancer cure now, on top of the cure for COVID and everything else. But ivermectin, I have not taken that, but I know everyone I know that's taken it has sworn by that. And that one I will give you, I know people. I know a lot of people that swear by that. Whereas methylene blue, I don't know anyone that's taken it yet. So I will keep you posted, and I will talk to you again on Friday with a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else after the fire. F Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass right in the ass. Oh, one other update on that. The guy that I follow, the guy Luke, who is a contractor who has been working, the guy ended up filing a lawsuit against Los Angeles because he's waiting to do cleanup for someone who hired him, and he's not a government contractor, and they're not giving him permits. He filed a lawsuit, then they gave him his permit, and then right after he filed the lawsuit, they said, oh, no, here's your permit. So he got his permit. And then, man, he's reporting just shenanigan central. And here's what's crazy. The dog and pony show and the rings that you got to jump through if you are a private contractor trying to just do work in either the Eaton area or the Palisades area or the Malibu area is insane. And the no permits required. The people that Karen Bass hired, that left-wing crazy company, Haggerty, they had a bunch of corrupt people working for them at the last disaster they worked at. No permits required. They just roll in and do whatever they're going to do. For them, they got most of the business, and they just roll through it. And from what I understand, if you go private, it's a lot cheaper. Granted, it's going back to your insurance, but we've talked about that. It's just shady. It's very shady that they are trying to keep it in their little club of doing business on this rebuild. It's incredibly frustrating and shameful to the state and the city and the county, and it's absolute bullshit that they're doing this. And these contractors who can do the job and are licensed to do the job are getting effed over by them, like almost pushed out. There's like a monopoly on it, and the monopoly is the contractor of FEMA and the city and the government. It's bullshit. So know that's going on as well. I will talk to you guys again on Friday. Have a great week.